social media, obviously everyone mostly is connected on it nowadays, and it's a place that obviously you can all connect on and form really great relationships on and sort of stay up to date whatever with whatever's happening. But at the same time, it's a place where obviously people express their feelings and people can comment on those feelings as well. It can have the potential to become a place where you get some unnecessary opinions and unnecessary views coming across to people, and it can be taken in a bad or negative light. It does have the potential, obviously, to be very dangerous. And like, I've actually always kind of tried to stay away from sort of negative comments, and I don't really use the status function that you can use on Facebook, and I've never really been someone who uses Twitter. But obviously, like, on some forms can have the potential to really sort of wreak havoc with young people, especially who are sort of growing up, especially around the age of 13, also where you're very sort of like, you've hit puberty and it's all a big sort of change in your life. When I was young, Facebook was predominantly what we used. I didn't really come across that much sort of like bullying, I would say, on social media, but I think it is more sort of common now, especially with the use of like private messaging and things. Like, anything can be said on it, and obviously it is in private, so you don't really know what people are saying to each other on those sort of channels. I think when I was at school, something came about which was like Ask FM or something, and that became quite a big thing, and I feel like that was the sort of place where bullying would occur. As an organisation, we really sort of, we make sure that we're really open with all of our young people, and if they've ever got any worries, we want them to come forward and talk to us. I think having young leaders in place within Kent Scouts, I found when I was a young leader that if young people were having any issues, they were more likely to come to talk to the younger people than the older, like, adult leaders, just because obviously there was that sort of closer age gap, and it was more sort of like they could come and talk to you about relevant issues and they feel like they wouldn't be judged. We try to make environments as open as possible to sort of make sure that people who are being bullied or are in difficulty can come forward, and that's something that what the scouting environment does sort of promote, that we do have that openness around us.